Hello, my beloveds, and happy new year. It's Nicole here, and welcome to The Cure for Chronic Pain with Nicole Sachs, LCSW. God, my name is a mouthful. Hi, how are you? I'm coming to you today right after the new year, and I am excited to be back with you. I had a really great holiday season. And to say I had a great holiday season does not mean that my holiday season was perfect. And it doesn't mean that it was without conflict or there weren't moments that were exhausting or uncomfortable or created challenges for me with my family or my friends or my schedule or my exhaustion. It means that overall I feel really good about it. And one of the ways I decide whether I feel good about something or not is whether I can look back on an event in a previous year or at a previous time and say, was this one healthier, better, more peaceful, more fulfilling than the last one, than the last time I found myself here? And I will tell you that every year I continue to grow and to evolve and to work my own Journal Speak program and to share it with all of you. Every year, my milestones are better, are more peaceful, are more fulfilling. I'm more present. I'm more embodied. And that is a lot, that has a lot to do with a rigorous, I wouldn't say rigorous daily practice, because I'm not always rigorous about a daily practice, although I want to discuss with you the benefits of that, certainly at the beginning, but a rigorous dedication to growth that oftentimes involves a daily practice and fighting my resistance and helping people. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit today on the pod. A couple notes that I want to touch on before we get into that. The first is that just remember where to find me. My website is thecureforchronicpain.com. If anything I say resonates with you here, you can definitely look up my work there. And on the resources page, I have links to everything I do, which is the book on Amazon, which is the YouTube channel on YouTube, which is The Cure for Chronic Pain. And my Freedom from Chronic Pain course is also available on my website. And of course, my Facebook group, which is Journal Speak with Nicole Sachs, LCSW, which is a closed group on Facebook. Please check us out, click the link, join us. It is totally private and closed. The only people who see your posts are the people on the page. So I want to say one thing that you guys need to know in terms of time, something time sensitive, which is that from now, when you hear this podcast, until January 14th. So I've been advertising this on my Facebook page and on my different social media. So if you haven't seen it there and you see it here, you probably are going to have another week and a half to take advantage of it. I am offering a special on my course. So the course is The Cure for Chronic Pain. It is on my site, thecureforchronicpain.com, but it is called Freedom from Chronic Pain. And if you click on the course link and you take the course, from now until January 14th, I am running a limited trial where you get to have a half hour phone call with me. I've already done a few of these and they are incredibly inspiring. They are really allowing people to embrace this process, get started on the right foot. And you know, I really believe that if people are hesitating to spend a little money on themselves, in the world of online courses, my course is not expensive, but it is, you know, it costs money to prepare it and to host it and all these things. So, I mean, I've made it as economical as possible. But if you're hesitating even on spending a little bit of money on yourself, because I know people in chronic pain have spent thousands and tens and thousands of tens of thousands of dollars on themselves, I'm giving a little incentive that I'm going to talk you through the beginning of it. A quick half hour call, just a really good way to boost yourself into this next phase of your healing and really kickstart it for 2019. So take advantage of that if you'd like. And all the details of it are simple. Just buy the course, I get the email, and I'll contact you to have our free phone call. Okay. Let me think if there's anything else. Oh, one other thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is I'm in high gear of planning my Omega retreat, which is at the Omega Institute. Now, if you guys have not heard of the Omega Institute, this is a magical place. Oh my God, I'm so excited to go there and headline an event. I have been a guest instructor there before. I have been a participant there before in different programs. It is a beautiful campus in upstate Rhinebeck, New York, and it is like being at summer camp for adults. Amazing, whole, organic food, you know, a beautiful campus, like with cabins and a lake and yoga every day and meditation every day and live music at night. And it's just being there feels like you are stepping into a fantasy for just a few days. And then, of course, in addition to being in their amazing space, you get to participate in a course that you sign up for to be there. And my course will be coming up this summer, July 21st through the 26th, and it's going to be called From Chronic Pain to Celebrating Life. And it is going to be me right there with you, working with you, some amazing instructors that I have joining me. I have my wonderful colleague, Athena, who is an energy healer. She is a shaman. She is one of the most magical people I've ever met. Just a gift. Her whole being is a gift. Everyone who meets her is just melts with the gift of her. And Erin, who is a yoga instructor, an Ayurvedic healer, and is going to practice some very beautiful, compassionate self-love yoga with us, among other things. And then, of course, Caroline Dewey, who some of you know is a co-therapist of mine who I have trained, who runs Journal Speak Integrative Specialists, and she takes clients for doing my work. And she's also going to come and co-facilitate it with me, and some other special guests who are going to be very exciting, who are going to tell their tales of recovery. And so we're just going to spend 5 days together in this beautiful, idyllic setting this summer, studying this work, understanding our barriers, growing, changing, and absolutely transforming. I expect people to walk out of 5 days at Omega with me completely alive, completely inspired, completely ready to do whatever it is they need to do to reclaim their lives, whether they have really lost their way or they just feel a little dull and they feel like life should be more than what it is. Either way, that is going to be really awesome. So, you know, the Omega catalog comes out around March, and that's, I think, when you're going to be able to sign up. But please just stay tuned to my podcast, join my Journal Speak page, check out my website, and I'm going to be posting updates so people will know when they can find me in new places, and certainly details about this Omega retreat, July 21st through the 26th this summer in upstate New York. Okay, I think that's enough housekeeping for now. So let's talk, you and me, about the concept of Journal Speak and what I'm really wanting you to do for yourself. So let's just, I don't know exactly who you are, but I'm just going to assume that you're listening to this because either you or a loved one is suffering in some sort of chronic pain condition, or perhaps it's an autoimmune condition, something that is a diagnosis, but that has a lot of accompanying symptoms that you are really suffering. Everything's kind of getting kicked up and exacerbated. Oh, I don't know. Forgive me. That word that sounds like that. I always say it wrong. And they're being triggered to a really high level, and you're just suffering. So maybe you're laid out with your back, or you have horrible migraines, or you have all over fibromyalgia pain, or you have terrible irritable bowel or reflux, or some skin disorders that are really bothering you, acne or psoriasis or eczema. Now you might say, how is it possible that one practice could cure all these systemic bodily issues? And the reason that I come with absolute, complete, peaceful confidence that my practice does serve to eliminate all these symptoms, if done properly and patiently for as long as you need for your body to calm down and your nervous system to move from fight or flight to rest and repair, is that all of these symptoms and all of these conditions are fueled by a mind-body process. Although it feels like it's located in your back, or it feels like it's located in your head or your elbow or your shoulder or your nerves or your bladder, you know, there's so many places that people experience chronic pain. It's not located there. You're just feeling it there. We live in a mind-body system that is constantly serving to run like a good little corporation that it is. Everybody needs to do their job. And the nervous system and the brain serve to protect us from things that feel overwhelming that we can't control, because the feelings are viewed as a more dangerous predator than the pain. So this is happening to us right now. This is happening to you right now. And one of the things I told you I'm doing this thing with my course where people get a free phone call. So I had the privilege of speaking to a lovely woman this morning who was telling me about her symptoms and very excited to get started on the course. She had already done 2 lessons the night before, which, by the way, you don't have to be an overachiever. Not everybody does more than 1 lesson a day. Some people do 1 lesson every other day, but she happened to have done 2 last night and was telling me about that experience. And we were talking about the whole concept that I just explained a little bit, that the brain and the nervous system serve as protectors. They are protecting us from what feels impossible. So I'm not going to speak about her personally. I'll just speak generally. Like, let's say, for example, somebody has an issue where they are taking care of their grandchild. Like, for example, I know someone whose daughter had to go back to work. She was divorced. She was down on her luck. And so she moved in with her mother, a woman not that much older than me, who is now tasked with raising a young baby again. Maybe something she didn't sign up for. Could also be something very beautiful, you know, in moments. Of course, you get special time with your grandchild. That could be great. But this was the situation this woman I'm thinking of found herself in. And so you have the situation where every day you're living with the conflict over the joy, but also the pain and the anger and the sadness and the fear that comes along with, am I going to have to now do this again for like another 10 years? Is this my life now? And then on the other hand, but I love my granddaughter and, you know, it's beautiful and whatever else comes with it. But what I was explaining to this woman about her life and using this example of this other random example of someone living with their grandchild is that if every day you wake up and you stuff your feelings of the anger and the shame that your daughter couldn't get it together and the love that you have for this baby and the rage that you feel that right now when you're supposed to be looking toward retirement, at least that now you have this to deal with, and maybe the regret that you had your own baby so young, so now at a young age she's able to have a baby and bring this baby back into your home. And I have absolutely no judgment about any situation at all, including this one. It's not about judgment. It's about truth. And it's about, no matter whom you are feeling these things about your own life. You are conflicted. Everything that brings you joy also brings you pain, and it's really hard to metabolize that conflict and that confusion over life. And so let's say this woman gets up on the 101st day of taking care of her grandchild, her daughter runs off to work. She's flooded with this feeling of resentment, but also this feeling of pride that her daughter has this good job, but also this feeling of fear, like, where, what does this mean for my life? You know, what have you? On and on. And all of a sudden she gets a terrible migraine, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And she knows that she's supposed to take care of the baby and run some errands and have an appointment or two. And all of a sudden she is just beyond in pain. She is debilitated. She has to call in a friend or a loved one to come and help with the baby. She's got to cancel her appointments. She's got to forego her errands for that day, and she's got to lie down. Turn off the lights, draw the shades, and lie down and be quiet. Well, in many ways, for that woman, that's a shitty day. That's not a fun day. That's a day where you're, first of all, super stressed out because you're putting someone else out in terms of helping you, and you're having to put off errands that really do need to get done, and that appointment that you canceled now needs to be rescheduled, and you're in horrible pain, laying there in your bed, powerless, and getting nothing done. However, if we're like gonna pull back and look at that logically, if my nervous system and my brain are seeking to protect me from the barrage of feelings that make up my everyday life, well then, that position that I've just taken in bed, it's actually kind of loving, because I've got this loving, protective nervous system who says, no, 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 I see a predator in those emotions, in that conflict. It's too dangerous. It's actually hurting now. It's hurting her too badly. Let's give her a break. How about let her lay down? How about let her not have anyone bother her? Believe it or not, that posture of laying in bed with a horrible migraine ruining your day is safer. It is seen to your system as the safer and more loving way to protect yourself that day. And as we all know about chronic pain, if you sit with it long enough and you let the fear build long enough, and the meaning of the pain and what the pain is going to quote unquote do to your life feeds the fear, and here we are in a vicious cycle, you end up bedridden, nothing gets done. Your brain and your nervous system might fall into equilibrium, but you're miserable. Now, let's say in my story, for example, nothing can change, right? Everybody on the Sarno panel, when I used to work with Dr. Sarno and I would sit on the stage and we would do our panel for hundreds of people at NYU in these lecture halls, most of the questions were around the same topic, which is they would raise their hands and they would say, but I can't change my life. My granddaughter lives with me. My daughter has to work. She's got no one except me. I have to do this. So Nicole, what are you saying? Are you saying that I'm doomed? I'm doomed to these migraines that are keeping me disabled? And I say, no. And Dr. Sarno, my lovely Dr. Sarno in his long white coat, would stand up on the stage and say, no, nothing needs to change. Your body needs to just know, your brain and your nervous system just need to know that you feel your feelings. Because as soon as they know that you feel your feelings, they don't have to protect you anymore. So here's the way this looks. This woman in my example, who is, by the way, a fictitious woman, but it could be any of us, is going to dedicate herself to a journal speak practice. And here's where we're going to get into what it means to have a practice and what it means to be rigorous in fighting your resistance and in opening yourself to the beauty and the healing of this work. So she's going to wake up every day and she's going to do her responsibilities. She's going to carry out whatever she has to carry out. But then she's going to carve out of every single solitary day 30 minutes. 30 minutes, I can't do it, right? It sounds really simple when I say 30 minutes. We all know it's not. We all know it's not. 30 minutes, even though it sounds like nothing, it's hard. It's hard to get to it, but she's going to do that. She's going to carve out 30 minutes of every single day, not every third day or every day she actually has time. She's going to carve out 30 minutes. And in those 30 minutes, she's going to set her timer on her phone for 20 minutes, and she's going to do 20 minutes of journal speak, exactly how I teach her to do it. And there are many, many resources. Check me out. Look at all my stuff that I told you about a few minutes ago. Figure out how to do journal speak for yourself, because it is a magical, amazing, breathtaking, miraculous tool that will never fail you if used properly and consistently. I can promise you that. So she's going to do 20 minutes of a journal speak practice. Her alarm's going to go off, little sound she chooses on her phone, and she's going to say, phew. Maybe she'll even be in the middle of a sentence and say, screw this, I don't want to do it anymore. That's fine. Don't worry, my friend, 20 minutes is enough each day. And then she's going to turn that alarm off, and then she's going to stick in her earbuds or her headphones, and she's going to put on a 10-minute meditation. Now, some people like silent, so maybe you don't need earbuds. Some people like a guided meditation for relaxation or anxiety or self-compassion or love or what have you. And some people like me enjoy sort of a musical chanting. I love monks chanting. I love singing bowls. I love spiritual mantras. I love the, the Insight Timer. It's a free meditation app that you can get on smartphones. I love that. And there are so many free meditations. And then for 10 minutes, she's going to sit in generous, loving compassion for herself in this meditation, just inviting goodness in. You know, I don't speak ever of religion because religion is not my gig, but I'm a very spiritual person. And if religion is your gig, I'm all for it. I'm all for religion. I'm all for spiritual. I'm all for you being an atheist. I really don't care. But whatever you are, when you're doing that meditation, invite in what brings you peace. Invite God in, invite the universe in, invite the breeze when it's 75 degrees and it's just breeze on your face. Invite the beautiful trees swaying outside your window, or the lake that you walked by last weekend that brought you joy, or your dog and his beautiful face. If you guys know me, you know the face I'm thinking of. Invite in goodness, invite in love, invite in the fact that you are just a beautiful, flawed little kid in there who wants to be loved, who wants to connect. And you're going to spend 10 minutes sitting with forgiveness for yourself, no matter how hard it is. And if you have to have an argument with yourself for those 10 minutes that you don't deserve forgiveness, fine. Tomorrow will be 1% better. And this is a practice that this woman, our friend here, living with her granddaughter and her daughter, can do every day for 30 minutes. I don't care who you are, you have 30 minutes. Put that baby in front of Elmo. Put her down for a nap. Or if it's a baby's not your problem and you're a person that works a crazy job, go into your car for lunch. 30 minutes. And you be rigorous. Don't make excuses. This is your life. And you might say, either consciously or subconsciously, but Nicole, it's not going to work. This is like crazy. You're telling me I'm going to like do some journaling thing and meditate a little on my horrible chronic pain that I've had for years, that I've had two failed surgeries, or I don't want to get a surgery, or no medication can help me, or I went on opioids, became an addict and had to get sober. Nicole, you're going to tell me that this is going to change my life? And I'm going to tell you right now, yes, yes, yes. This is going to change your life if you open yourself to the fact that we live in a mind-body system, and sometimes we feel things in our hearts, and sometimes we do. Sometimes we know what we feel and we feel things in our hearts, but sometimes it's too much. We don't know how to feel things in our hearts because everything is so confused and mixed together, and it feels like trying to extract, you know, all the ingredients from a salad dressing once it's been shaken up. Like you're like, what? How can I feel these things? It's too much. And I say, no, it's not too much, because the way journal speak works is it slowly and gently, as you go, invites you into these places where you can feel. And then with compassion and love and caring, you invite these feelings to rise from your subconscious to your consciousness, or from your consciousness to your clearer consciousness. And what happens as you do this day by day, and don't expect it to be perfect and don't expect it to be immediate, your nervous system starts saying, but wait, no, this is really dangerous. I don't think we can feel this. And you say gently, that's okay, hon. That's okay, sweetheart. We can feel this, babe. We can feel this. It's just a little kid. It's just a little kid with sort of primitive functioning that wants to protect you by keeping you still and quiet. And that is the only way to keep a human being still and quiet, is to put them in pain, is to take away their legs, is to take away their clear thinking because their head hurts too badly, or take away their freedom because they have IBS and they have to always be near a bathroom, or take away their confidence because they have acne all over their face or psoriasis all over their body, or take away their actual energy, chronic fatigue syndrome. None of these things are not real. They are as real as if you cut me with a knife and I was in excruciating pain. The pain is exactly the same. The symptoms are exactly the same. The exhaustion is exactly the same. But the genesis of these problems is because of emotional repression. And I used to tiptoe around this. If you read my book, I do a lot of begging and sort of apologizing for saying something so crazy. But now, as I sit here today in 2019, I have shepherded thousands of people to absolute miraculous health through helping them understand that we might not understand our brains perfectly. We may not understand the process by which our nervous system and brain cause our different systems and different functions of our body to send flares, to send inflammation and pain signals and symptoms of different sorts as a result of this fight or flight kicking in and our need to protect ourselves and our need to stop what we're doing and not feel. But I'm going to promise you something. That's what's happening to you. Whether we can fully understand it or not, and I don't think actually from my research, the best scientists in the world at Harvard, at Stanford, at Mayo, they don't actually understand yet why this works, but it is happening to you. And so I'll say to you what I say to everybody in my lectures, when I teach, when I speak. If you think this might not work for everyone, that's fine to think that, but I'm here to tell you, it can work for you. How important is it to you how you feel today? Is it pretty important? How important is to you how much peace you feel, how much presence you feel, how much connectedness you can have with the people that you love? You want that? Then do what I'm telling you to do and make it a practice. So here are the steps that I want you to take. First, I want you to learn about journal speak and learn about my stuff. I can't possibly ever cover everything every time I speak. So the best thing I can do is just refer you to all my published material, which is so much. You know, the book, it's called The Meaning of Truth, the course, the site, the YouTube channel, the Facebook page, my blog. Just go read. Immerse yourself. Learn about Dr. Sarno. If you can't bear to sit down and read a book, listen to the Mind-Body Prescription on audiobook. Just lay down and listen to it. Put it in your earbuds and lay in bed and take in the truth that your body is dying for you to feel your feelings so you don't have to be sick anymore. Take it in. And once you understand it, decide to believe it. Decide, you know what, fuck it. I know that this sounds crazy. I know it sounds a little hippy-dippy. I know it flies in the face of the medical model and everything else that I've ever been taught about what is real and what is not, or what is physical and what is emotional. It doesn't matter. Believe that this can work for you, because I'm promising it can. You know, listen to the testimonials on this podcast. I mean, this is a miracle, my friends. And I guess it's not really a miracle. It's really just basic science. This is the way the body works. When we don't have to protect ourselves anymore from these repressed emotions, the pain signals simply fail to fire. So educate yourself. Decide to believe. If you can't bring yourself into full alignment with belief, then just suspend your disbelief and say, screw it. I'm just going to try this. I'm going to try it like a warrior. And then take the 28-day challenge, which is for 28 days, every single day, you do your journal speak practice and your meditation as I've instructed you to do today. And when you're done with that, I want you to check in with yourself. If your pain was a 9, what is it now? Is it a 7? Is it a 5? I bet you at least that's what it is. If you had shoulder pain before, are you now oddly having weird pain in like your hip? Or your knee, or your other shoulder, or now all of a sudden you've gotten these weird headaches? Excellent, good. Your system is freaking out and saying, oh wait, she's feeling the things. That's not good, we better move the pain so she has something else to focus on. Nope, you say, thank you. Thank you for proving to me that my problem is TMS and not something structural. Thank you for moving my pain from my left shoulder to my right hip or to my headaches or to my neck. Thank you. Because even though this sucks too, you are proving to me that there's no way I'm going to heal my right hip by getting surgery on my left shoulder. So thank you for proving that. And now I'm going to carry on and I'm going to do what I need to do to continue getting better. and you trudge this beautiful road like a warrior every single day. And when resistance comes up, and here's what resistance is. Resistance sounds like your voice. That old voice that you trust, that best friend of yours called you, or your worst enemy, still, you guys are used to each other. And resistance is going to say, yeah, you know what? This is bullshit. It's not a good idea. You've been trying this for like 6 days now, and honestly, you're still in pain. Just go take a pill or just call that doctor. Maybe you need another shot in your back, an epidural. Let's look into that. That's what resistance sounds like. Resistance also sounds like, I'm really tired. I'm too tired to do this. Or, no, I have so many errands. I need to get this done. I don't have the half hour now. I'll do it later. I'll do it before bed. No, I'm too tired. I'll do it tomorrow. Resistance sounds like a lot of things. Resistance sounds begging. It sounds sad. It sounds exhausted. It sounds negative. It sounds important. Resistance sounds really important. We've got things to do today. And you hear it and you say, oh my God, thank you. Thank you for sharing. I totally get why you're here. I am bringing up a lot of these feelings, or I'm realizing that I'm unhappy in this marriage or with this child or with this job. And I don't like to feel unhappy. I don't like to feel that I'm in a situation that I can't control, or I'm trapped. And you say, thank you. I don't like to feel that, but guess what? I'm okay. I choose to fight this battle rather than to be in chronic pain. So thank you for sharing, but I do have a half hour right now, and that errand can wait. And I know I'm exhausted. And even if I am falling asleep as I am writing this journal speak, or I'm sitting up meditating and my head keeps nodding off, I'm doing it anyway. I'm doing the practice anyway, because I choose my life. I choose. And so no matter what you say to me, I thank you and I love you, but I'm not listening to you today. And if you do this every day, I'm promising you, you are going to feel better. And then you're going to feel great. And then you're going to feel inspired. And then you're going to say, oh my God, I can't believe I waited this long, but that's okay. Because this is your journey, and true readiness is everything. And you really can't do anything that you're not absolutely mind, body, and spirit ready for. So maybe today is your day. And I hope for you that it is, because this work is a transformational game changer. It has been for me. It has been for thousands of other people whose lives I've touched. And I hope it can be for you. So with that, I am going to leave you to think about it and hopefully to plan your journal speak practice. If indeed you're listening to this today and you take advantage of my offer and you sign up for the Freedom from Chronic Pain course, which is available on my website, I guess you and I are going to be talking, and I really can't wait to meet you. I've really enjoyed the few calls I've done so far, and I am clearing my schedule, allowing for time to speak to as many of you as sign up. So maybe you and I are going to be talking in the next few days. I send you love, I send you peace, and I send you all my good energy that I know you can do this. So until next time, this has been The Cure for Chronic Pain, and I'll see you then. Bye.